headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vash on 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You know, a few weeks ago, we did a show of songs from albums released in the first half of 2024. And I didn't get a chance to cover all those albums in that show. Plus, some of those songs just kind of stuck in my head. And I thought they deserved to be aired sooner rather than later. So tonight, we're going to have more from albums released in 2024. We lead off with a set of songs about the border, and I guess I'll just leave it at that. Here's Jimmie Dale Gilmore and Dave Alvin with Borderland.
To the borderland when the home guard went insane. No use trying to work with people who can't tell fire from rain. The judge had tried to hitch a ride, but I only took him part way. Friends are friends, but in the borderland you can't be careful of what you say. The sheriff sent me every warning he could, but I knew more than he. My home is both sides of the borderland, so he knows where I'll be. The businessman in a sleek sedan thought he could beat me here, but the roads play out before you reach the line and the signpost disappears. So good to be home in the borderland, where things are not what they seem. So good to be home in the borderland, between dawn and the dream. The brown-eyed girl from the battleground had just met me halfway. The border guard had let her pass, but said you cannot stay. She gazed upon the mountain above, and she reached out her hand, and she let go with all her might and loved the borderland. So good to be home. Between the dawn and the dream.
I work on the border. I see what I see. I work on the border, and it's working on me. I lie awake at night, knowing what I know. There's a price on the head of every border patrol, where the smugglers do business. That's where I make a stand. I know this old desert like the back of my hand. I see greed in the bushes. I see snakes in the dark. Some are friends of my brothers. Can't you hear them dogs bark? I come home to Maria at the end of the day, in the shape of a shadow, holding demons at bay. It's just the border, they say. It was Mexican soldiers out of a black Humvee with their guns to their shoulders, aimed at my partner and me. As they drove away laughing, but the message was clear: we don't care about nothing but the money down here. I come home to Maria in a bulletproof vest, with the weight of the whole wide world bearing down on my chest. It's just the border, I guess. From the shacks and the shanties come the hungry and poor, some to drown at the crossing, I'm to suffer no more. Guess you heard about Campo and Romian, both of them friends of mine, both good men. They did one thing right, and look what they got: federal prison, where they're both gonna run. I come home to Maria, where else would I go? Cross the river to die by myself, down in old Mexico. It's just the border, you know.
Unmistakable voice of Willie Nelson, Pride of Abbott, Texas. And the Border, title cut of his 2024 release, his 75th album. The Border was written by Rodney Carrell, and in fact, only two songs on this album were written by Willie. Like many of his latest albums, they're a little contemplation of mortality, but there's some lighthearted songs in here, including a little nod to Bob Wills, and he even tells the joke, you can always tell a Texan, but you can't tell him much. Opening that set, we heard Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Dave Alban with Borderland from their 2024 album Texicali, referring, of course, to the fact that Jimmy Dale's a Texan, Dave is from California, and Jimmy Dale was lead vocal on Borderland, a song that he wrote, and instead of the L.A. side musicians, they had on their Downey to Lubbock album, the band backing Dave and Jimmy is one of Dave's bands, The Guilty One, including Chris Miller on slide, Lisa Pankratz on drums, Brad Fordham on bass, and sitting in on many songs, Austinite Bucca Allen, who often plays with Vashonzoni and more. And I anticipate probably another album coming from these two as well. Let's do one more. It is kind of the Old West feel. I think this one comes from Charlie Crockett, and the song is Spade, and see if it doesn't remind you of one song from the Grateful Dead. Here's Charlie.
I'm called a spade, the mine has done been made. That's what the man he said. Then he threw his money down and they passed the cards around. This weren't no children's game. He said his name was just a passing thing. While I looked at him confused, but I soon knew what he meant with his revolver spent on everything but me. Just then he laughed and handed me a bag. Said, could you fill it for me, please? Then we rode all night long through the dark into the dawn before we finally took our rest. Said he come in from Galveston, that troubled city by the Gulf. He said, I knew your sister well, so when I saw you, I could tell by that ribbon on your sleeve. I'm sorry to say, your sister's passed away. I seen it with my own two eyes, and those same evil men who killed my closest kin, they were sitting there by you. Listen to me, life is misery. Trouble's always on the way. And if I were you, I know what I'd do. Because they'll sure to call a spade.
Charlie Crockett with Spade from his 2024 album called $10 Cowboy. Charlie was born in San Benito, Texas, and he's a distant relative of Davy Crockett. He's now out of Dallas after bouncing from New Orleans to New York to California. Charlie started out as kind of a blues singer, and then over time he blended in a little soul, a little gospel, and especially country. His 2022 album, The Man from Waco, earned him 3 Americana Music Awards and set him up for this album, $10 Cowboy. This album still is pretty full of country with a lot of slide and pedal steel in it, and it brings also a little bit of soul into it, as we will hear later on in the show. Oh, and that song by the Grateful Dead, that's really me and my uncle. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. We are featuring songs from albums released in 2024 by Texas musicians. Thanks for listening.
Do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks to our underwriters. They are terrific people to support us like this, and they help us keep these shows on the air, and so do your donations to the Voice of Vashon. So thank you for that. Next up, we're going to move into some kind of a little self-reflection, some advice, and some philosophy. We're going to lead off with Casey Musgraves, who has moved from a bit of self-indulgent kind of hanging out with the wrong crowd stage of her life. Here's Casey with Deeper Well.
My Saturn has returned. When I turned 27, everything started to change. Took a long time, but I learned there's two kinds of people. One is a giver, the one's always trying to take all they can take. So I'm saying goodbye to the people that are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby. I just think that maybe you go your way and I'll go mine. It's been a real good time. But you got dark energy, something I can't unsee, and I've got to take care of. To wake and bake, roll out of bed, hit the gravity bong that I made, start the day. For a while it got me by. Everything I did seemed better when I was high. I don't know why. So I'm getting no regrets, baby. I just think that maybe it's natural when things lose their shine, so other things can go. I've gotten older now, I know how to take care of my soul. I found a growing up, we had what we needed, shoes on our feet, but the world was as flat as a plate, and that's okay. The things I was taught only took me so far, had to figure the rest out myself. And then I found a deeper well.
Mm-hmm. got stars in your eyes. Never turn down cold champagne. Don't change your plans for a little rain. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes your heart's in the lost and found. Your mind's in the clouds, but you're stuck on the ground. Expected days can turn around, days can turn never compromise. You're riding high, and maybe you blew it. Now you can't go around. You gotta go through it. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes your heart's in the lost and found. Your mind's in the clouds, but you're stuck on the ground. Days can turn around. Days can turn around. Days can turn
Days Can Turn Around from Austin Bourne. Sarah Droz off her Polaroid Lovers album with a little advice from her mom. I really like her voice on that cut. Well, I guess on all these cuts. She's got terrific voice. She started out as a prodigy instrumentalist on all kinds of strings, especially in bluegrass, and then she wrote some songs that seemed always to be introspective. She was pretty solidly in the Americana world. She moved to New York, continued to record and tour. And it seems as though she moved to Nashville, at least for this recording, which I see as this one's a little more pop-oriented than her other six albums. She's got four Grammys, not bad for somebody of that age who had her first recording when she was 16. Before Sarah, we heard Kacey Musgraves from Golden, Texas. Deeper Well, the title cut from her 2024 album, and this is the third in a kind of trilogy of albums. Golden Hour was a lot about being besotted with love. The second one, Starcross, seems to be focused on many aspects of the breakup with the object of the besottedness in Golden Hour. And this one seems to be chronicling her kind of self-healing, as evidenced in Deeper Well. Well, we seem to be operating in threes on the show tonight, so we're going to go with another in this general introspective philosophy thing here. This is T-Bone Burnett with some pithy observations in Everything Is Nothing.
Everybody wants to know the truth, but nobody wants to hear it. Everybody has to face the end, but nobody wants to get near it. Everybody wants peace, but nobody wants to surrender. Everyone lives in the past, but nobody seems to remember. There is nothing as long as never. As everything burns, it grows cold. Everybody wants to live forever, but nobody wants to get old. Be forgiven, but nobody wants to confess. Everyone longs to hold on to a moment that no one can ever possess. Everyone wants to be free, but no one can pay the price. Everyone wants to be heard, when no one has asked for advice. There is nothing as long as never. As everything burns, it grows cold. Everybody wants to live forever, but nobody wants to get old. Nobody knows the end of the story. We must wait for it to unfold. Everyone lives facing memento mori, but nobody wants to get old. Nobody wants to get old.
Little wisdom from T-Bone Burnett with Everything Is Nothing. From his 2024 album, The Other Side. T-Bone grew up in Fort Worth, and to say that his career has been long and varied is the understatement of the day, at least. The Other Side is his 13th album, and he's got 13 Grammys, most of them as a producer. And I told the story recently, but in 2019, he announced that he was releasing the first in a trilogy of albums that would be the culmination of what he had to say as an artist and his final work. After he released the second album in the trilogy, which is The Invisible Light Spells, he treated himself to a new guitar, and in just a few weeks, he wrote enough songs for this album. And it's almost all acoustic, 180-degree turn from the synthesized sound of his trilogy. No drums, primarily only his and Colin Linden's guitars and the bass of Dennis Crouch, and the beautiful vocals of the duo Luscious. Get that guy another guitar. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas. We're listening to songs from Texas musicians released in 2024. And I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host to Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening. Well, next up, we have a couple of songs about traveling. We're going to lead off with a group called the Old 97s and their song, Where the Road Goes.
To a cabin on the coast. From the shadow of the towers to the sun in Ohio. From the bottom of the bottle to the palazzo. Who knows where the road goes? From the Blackfoot River to White Sands, New Mexico. Salt Lake City to my honey in Tupelo. From the barroom floor to the bar door, who knows where the road goes? Oh, you could have died that day, back when you thought none of this was worth it, when you thought everything. Gulf of Mexico. From the underpass to the private bungalow.
Grand Hotel to the one in Psycho. Who knows where the road goes?
Get a good man, ooh, Lord, and settle down.
guest, Sue Foley, on vocals and guitar. She's a great blues guitarist and singer originally out of Canada. Now she's in Austin, and the song is Nothing in Ramblin'. That came from her 2024 release, One Guitar Woman, in which she pays tribute to the female pioneers of guitar. Memphis Minnie is credited with that song, but not that much is known about her, other than she was born in 1897 and she died in 1973 in deep abject poverty. Sue chose this song because it kind of sheds light on Minnie's life. The story goes that she ran away, she joined a circus, all when she was a kid, she spent some time as a prostitute, and according to Sue, she played a pivotal role in the transition to electric Chicago blues because she also played the guitar, and rather well. She was known for her, let me say, rough demeanor in bars and on the streets. Before Sue, we heard the old 97s and Where the Road Goes from their 2024 album American Primitive. This band is out of Dallas, and they've been a part of the alt-country scene since, I think, the mid-90s. Since then, they've added some pop, a little bit of power pop on their songs, and this is their 13th studio album in their 33-year career, and Rhett Miller is their lead singer and songwriter. Ken Bethea is the lead guitarist. Murray Harmon is on bass, and Phil Peeples on drums. I'm a little less crazy about their really loud power stuff, but other songs are really kind of interesting. List of songs by Texas musicians who released albums in the first half of 2024. This is Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Well, thanks to our underwriters. Again, thanks to those folks out there who listen to us on the air and who donate to us as well. We like it. Keeps us on the air, and that's fun for us, and we hope it's fun for you. We've had some Western story songs, some introspection, a little advice, some time on the road, and it's time to turn to love songs. We're going to lead off with the Josh Abbott Band and The Guilt of a Man, and that's not a very subtle title. Here's the Josh Abbott Band.
Years from now, will you reflect on the youth you lost when we first met some time ago? When your dreams weren't slow, will you contemplate on everything as you gaze down at your wedding ring and realize that this is your life? Did you settle for me when you agreed to settle down? Is the weight of it all why when you shower you break down? God knows I don't deserve you. God knows that I'll try a half an hour till the very end to give you your best life. This is the guilt of a man who wants to love. Wild stories roam from my past, and the hearts I broke when I lived too fast, and the shame I feel, careless behind the wheel. Do my mistakes embarrass you? I wouldn't blame you if they do, but let's be real. Tell me how you feel. Did you settle for me when you agreed to settle down? Is the weight of it all why when you shower you break down? God knows I don't deserve you. God knows that I'll try half an hour till the very end to give you your best life. This is the guilt of a man who wants to love you. Thank you. from now, will you reflect on the youth you lost when we first met some time ago? When your dreams weren't slow. And did you settle for me when you agreed to settle down? Is the weight of it all why when you shower you break down? God knows I don't deserve you. God knows that I'll try a half an hour to the very end to give you your best life. This is the gift of a man who wants to love you.
Oh yeah, Norah Jones running from her 2024 album, Vision. This is her 13th album, her 8th studio album in a more than 2-decade career. Started out as, I think I would say, a kind of a sultry jazz mood, and then more pop. And she's also had a few side projects we played here before on Boogie Back, such as The Little Willies and Puss in Boots. And together they had a bit of country, frankly a lot of country, and some punk and a little bit of jazz in there. Supposedly, Norah named this album Visions because many of the musical ideas occurred to her in the middle of the night, right when her consciousness was hazy. Whatever caused the songs and the feel of the record, I hope it happens again. Leading off that set was the Josh Abbott Band with a relatively rare, relatively quiet song called The Guilt of a Man. That came from their 2024 album, Somewhere Down the Road. They formed initially in Lubbock while they were students at Texas Tech. They gained some confidence and fans around Texas and then in a broader area. And this is only their fifth album, and they are getting more and more popular, and at least to my ear, a little bit better. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're listening to songs from 2024 record releases. I'm your host and occasional critic, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. All right, we got one more love song to kind of take us toward the door. And I think let's go with Charlie Crockett, bring him back to the stage, and his song, Lead the Way.
I've been told many times throughout the years that the road I was on would lead me nowhere. But if you follow your heart, who knows what waits for you? Because I found a place where your dreams come true. Oh, I let my heart lead the way. Yes, I'm thankful for every day. Yes, I am. This old guitar, believing one day it'd bring me to your door. And now that I'm here, feels like I found a home, a love more true than I have ever known. Yes, I'm thankful for every day. Yes, I am.
Crockett for the second time tonight, and his song Lead the Way from his 2024 album $10 Cowboy. As I said earlier tonight, Charlie was born in San Benito, Texas. What I didn't say was that is also the home of Freddie Fender. Charlie originally was a blues artist, and then he went incorporated some soul, some gospel, some country, and this album has a little bit more R&B along with the country, and I think it works pretty well. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas, and we're going to go out the door this second 2024 record releases edition with Little Feat and their own kind of love song with Can't Be Satisfied, featuring, among others, native Texan Bill Payne, who's the only remaining original Feat. He's on piano, and Fred Tackett on the slide. This is from their album from Sam's Place, Little Feat's first real blues album, and with lead vocalist, percussionist Sam Clayton. And here they are with their cover of the really fine Muddy Waters song, Can't Be Satisfied. Little Feat on The Voice of Vashon.
Baby, I can't ever be satisfied now.
Yeah, that's a little feat. On Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you next week.